Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 423, if you can believe that. Very, very excited to have you tuning in. If you're not already, subscribe to our Red Circle. It's where you get all the bonus content. I saw some people re-upping this week. Always very exciting. That's where you just get all the extra stuff that we do. If you're into that, if you love this show, if you want to support it, Fan last week made a good point in his email. It's basically like a buck a show. So $50 a year or $5 a month. Just click the link in the show notes. Go there, subscribe, become a listener or become a supporter there. We would appreciate it. Also, you can email us mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can leave us a voicemail 949-464-TBLS. We very much love hearing and interacting with the listeners of the show. It's our favorite thing to do. I am joined, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Oh, good. I have a couple things that I would like to recommend.
Oh, recos.
George Carlin documentary on HBO. Apatow produced it. It's excellent. I really enjoyed it.
I watched the first. It's two parts, right? I watched the first part.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
It's more of the same. It's not like it takes some crazy turn. It's just you're seeing a pretty thorough breakdown of just a legend and a guy that he had different phases of his career, but he was always just a brilliant guy and is interesting. When I was little and I heard about him, I think when I was like middle school or whatever, I just thought he was the cranky old guy saying, you know, in my day it was better. And then you realize what he's after, and it's like he was just so brilliant on how he broke things down. He was, you know, he certainly laid it on thick about his crankiness because that was part of the comedy. But the dude was just crazy brilliant.
Well, it's not an accident that people are sharing clips of his today.
Yeah,
that are relevant today, and he's been dead for what, 15 years?
Yeah, I mean? I think John Stewart at one point is like, yeah, people. I think it was Stewart. He said something like, yeah, people talk about how they love Lenny Bruce. Nobody's sharing any clips of Lenny Bruce.
No. It doesn't really translate.
He was a button pusher. He served a purpose to move the needle in the comedy world and free speech and stuff. But his shit doesn't hold up at all. No. I remember watching some YouTube clips of him to learn more about him and nah.
Yeah. It's the one, I mean, that sort of the breakout star of the George Carlin documentary, for my money, is George Carlin's brother.
Oh, I love that guy wearing the 420 t-shirt.
Yeah. He's like sitting outside of his trailer somewhere.
Yeah.
And
it seemed like he was he was the brother on the payroll. He didn't really seem to do anything except for just like, yeah, and we just sat backstage and. And it's like, well, what did you do? He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's great. And obviously George Carlin, I think, died when he was like 70 or very early 70s.
Yeah, I think he was very early 70s because he did that special. And I think he died shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
That
last special. And he really got it back. Like he did 18 or something HBO specials. And so there are some that weren't at his level, but his last couple, I think they're called You're All Diseased and the other one's called It's Bad For You. And I mean, he really was firing on all cylinders in those last couple specials. They were so good.
Yeah. I downloaded both of them. I was just listening to him on my bike ride today.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And he talks about, He talks about, this wasn't his last one. He did one in 2000, and he's talking about how airport security is bullshit because they're worried about a bomb, and you're not going to have a bomb. He goes like, but you can have box cutters on there, and they give you utensils, so they're giving you things to stab people with.
But, I remember that.
And then like September 11th happens right after that, and he's right. Yeah. It was box cutters that did the trick.
Yeah, no, he was so far ahead of the curve on everything and did a lot of cocaine.
A ton of cocaine.
So much cocaine.
I didn't realize his wife was into the substances as well.
Neither did I. I didn't know any of that. I knew that he had sort of that realization where he went from sort of the straight guy, and when he was straight, he just mostly looked straight. Like he was still doing very subversive
good stuff.
Subversive comedy for the time, but I didn't realize how much he tied in his use of psychedelics to his transformation into the sort of hippie philosopher.
Yeah. But again, just it's worth checking
it's
out.
It's really good,
and they do a good job. Apatow does a good job of like letting a clip go where the people are talking about, oh, you know, he was very affected by this or the Vietnam War or something. And he's talking about this, and then they'll let 3 minute rant from him go about, you know, war or something. Like it's not like you just get 10 seconds. They'll play it, and so that's why it's a two part thing. There's a lot of good material.
Yeah, there's and it's HBO, so they have all his stuff, you know. So the beginning, it opens up with like a long bit from one of his specials. It's really good.
Right. And then I also saw, and this was a tougher watch, and it's been out for probably 6-8 months, but I watched Dope Sick with Michael Keaton about the Sackler family and everything.
Yeah.
And it was good. I mean, Keaton is just a legend. He's just so good because he can do great comedy.
Yeah,
but he's a great dramatic actor too.
Very, yeah. He's I'm excited for his renaissance. It's always nice seeing him pop up in good stuff because people forget he was doing the Herbie the Love Bug reboot with Lindsay Lohan not that long ago, before Birdman. I know. You know,
which was just unacceptable. He's a treasure, and he deserved to be treated.
He's one of the all time greats. And really, let's be honest, he's the only Batman. If you got to pick a Batman, he's the Batman.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
I liked the Bale movies, but Bale wasn't half as good as him.
No.
The movies themselves, Chris Nolan like did a good job. But if Chris Nolan could have had Keaton, would have been perfect.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Totally agree.
Lastly, you know, I appreciate everybody continuing to send me the Depp clips over and over. I think this week I just thought, you know what? Let's let the interview slide for a while. I'm depped out of the trial. There's just so much every day.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's crazy how into it people are.
And it's crazy how he thought this was a good, I don't know. I think it's been good for him.
I think it's been good for him. I don't think.
He looks like a train wreck though. It just makes her look bad too.
Yeah. It makes her look bad, but I think this was about him getting work again. Like his career was really in the shitter. And despite as bad as this makes him look, it doesn't make him look like this crazy, tormentive abuser. He got to be charismatic in the trial and lighthearted. And I feel like, and I could be wrong, I feel like this will really help him in terms of his career, which, I mean, we know he has like a $3 million a month spending habit. So the dude needed the work. And I definitely think this will help him, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think they both look like shit.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, you know, you keep hearing like there are more quotes. Oh, Ellen Barkin said, you know, Depp threw a wine bottle at her and this happened. Like he's seems like he's just a mess.
Yeah.
And she seems awful.
Oh, yeah.
She seems awful. And it's like, why would you want this? I don't know.
I know. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it comes back. Let's talk some sports.
Talking about sports. Talking about sports.
Let's talk some sports.
We got Bron and Ed talking about sports. Ed knows a lot. Bron, not so much. Ed hates golf. Bron hates everything. But that's okay. Because we're talking about sports.
That's right.
Talking about sports. Bron and Ed.
You figure he's done right there.
I thought he was done.
Yeah, he's got a little.
Talking about sports.
Oh, beautiful.
Styling in that last one. Beautiful.
Ed, what happened this week? I don't know. I don't know if I like that song. And by the way, that guy the get in, we're eating ass.
Yeah, we're doing butt stuff.
We're doing butt stuff shirt. I don't know if he'll ever reach out. He's got the email address, obviously, mailbag@thebarlifestyle.com. I don't know how he's gonna prove it's him. There's already been imposters, I should say. I'm reminded. Mm-hmm. I've had people reach out. That's people I know or have known. And they were like, hey, that's me. And I'm like, no, I know what your voice sounds like. It's not you. You don't have a Southern accent. Like, I see what's going on here. So
stolen valor.
We got to find a way that this guy can prove who he is if he wants the shirt. That said, while I love the song, we're a little, heavy in the RIP guy songs.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's got the staying power. If somebody
that might just else, have to be a every once in a great while intro. Right.
It's like the Robin Quivers songs. There's lots of different ones. So right. Like, you know, if someone else wanted to come, I don't want the RIP guy to be discouraged because obviously, and you'll see in a second, I love his music. He's fantastic, yeah. But
he's a talent for sure.
It's just, you know, it's having to play the stuff back to back. It might, you know, give people, right. They might get bored.
Because, Brian,
yeah.
Two people died in the sports world this past week.
Oh, interesting. This is
rest in peace.
Magnum opus right here.
Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest in peace. You won't laugh no more. You won't smile no more. You won't laugh no more, and you won't fuck no more. Mm. So dearly departed, we hope you rest in peace.
R.I.P. Ed, who we lose this week?
Longtime baseball writer and New Yorker contributor Roger Angel. He was 101. And there's a Twitter account I follow called The Brimley Line. It talks about when celebrities are as old as Brimley and Cocoon.
Yeah.
And this guy pulled off a double brim.
He doubled up. That's very impressive.
Double brim.
Yeah. That's very impressive. Not easy to do. Congratulations, but also RIP. I mean, 101, you know, he was probably ready, I would guess.
Yeah. It's a bummer. My grandmother is like 99 and a half, and yeah. I don't think she's going to get to 100. Like the last couple weeks, it's been a bad turn. And it's like, you got this far, you got to hit the triple digits, but it seems like it's not in the cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my grandma's 94, I think. And she's very together. And I mean, she seems like she could go a while.
Yeah, I mean, this grandma lived by herself.
Yeah.
She had like Life Alert, but she lived by herself until, you know, just a couple, like a month ago. And now she's in like a rehab center and it's like, you know, she's not going back home.
It declined quickly. Sorry to hear that, buddy.
And also, RIP, former Phillies pitcher David West, he was 57, died of brain cancer. That is the sixth former Philly to die of brain cancer since 2003.
What? I know it got Dalton, Dutch Dalton.
Dutch Dalton, it got Tug, right?
Oh, right, Tug. Like to jerk off McGraw. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, like the vet was a pretty terrible place. I wonder if there's some sort of connection.
Yeah. I mean, the water, the, well, you figure like all the, there's people that spend more time there than the players though. Like the, you know, the clubbies.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, it could be a crazy coincidence, but yeah. It's a bad coincidence.
Yeah. Very sad. Or, I mean, 57, that's way too young and brain cancer. Come on. It's nothing worse.
This next story, I think, is good for people who are like wondering if some amateur athlete, like, could they be a professional? Yeah. And then you realize like a true pro athlete is not like it's normal human.
They're on another level.
Former Patriot running back Danny Woodhead advanced past a local round in the U.S. Open qualifier. He's one step away from playing in the golf major.
Pretty impressive.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's, and I mean,
he was playing pro football like what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, he was. Like, I believe he finished up with the Chargers.
He's yeah,
still,
I think so.
He's still only 37,
and he's a step away from qualifying for the U.S. Open.
I believe he got. Did he not get? Am I wrong? I believe he got that Miss USA. She was dating him before. She's dating Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, wow.
Olivia Culpo. If you're not familiar, you should probably Google.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. I believe she was a Danny Woodhead paramour for a while. But yeah, I mean, these guys are just better at stuff. You know, they're just better at stuff. And look, he's not going to win the U.S. Open.
No, but if you can qualify.
Yeah. You know,
every golfer
you know
wants to qualify for the U.S. Open.
Oh, totally. And you know what he could win? And you know what needs some new blood is that Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Because every year in the spring, they do this Pebble Beach Pro-Am up at Pebble Beach. And
Isn't it, what's his name? Who's the, Tony Romo? Isn't he one of the guys?
He's one of the guys. He's a really good golfer. It's usually the top guys are Al Del Greco.
Oh, the kickers, because they don't actually have to practice that much.
Yeah, yeah, they can practice golf. The other, and Rick Rushell. I believe
he's got to be a little long in the tooth. He was an aged pitcher in the 89 World Series, the Earthquake Series, I think.
What do they call it? I think they play more. Yeah, he was. I think they play more retired athlete golf. They because they play more than just that one tournament. So I don't know why it's always Al Del Greco and Rick Rushell, but it might be time for J.R. Smith. Almost said R.J. J.R. Smith and Danny Woodhead to get out there and freshen things up. I mean, these guys are 100 years old, and you do see some of the younger guys like Romo. Kelly Slater's a pretty good golfer. They got some guys out there, but just, you know, there's levels to this shit, and some guys. You know,
I mean, people have to be able to outdrive Rick Rushell at this point. Yeah, Rick Rushell's trying to be in his 60s.
I know. I agree. Travis Kelce, apparently a very good golfer.
Him having a long drive. He's a big boy.
Big dude. What's his name? Steph Curry claims to be a scratch golfer, but then he played in that made for TV thing with Tom Brady and those guys in Vegas. And he was, it was the one with Peyton Manning. I think he was, he didn't do himself.
Is that like Thanksgiving or something? There was something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, Danny Woodhead is a pro athlete.
It's great.
Shows. A love rival was accused of executing a world-class cycling star just before a Texas race.
They're still cycling?
I thought it stopped being a sport after Lance Armstrong and then the guy after him. Remember that the guy after him? They're like, hey, we got a new guy, and he's Floyd Landis.
Yeah.
And like, I remember just kind of still like it was still being talked about because you know, America hadn't totally weaned itself off of the Tour de France. And I remember being like, It would take a superhuman effort for him to come back and win, and then he did, and they're like, I can't believe what he had that much kick to him. And it's like, yeah, he's doping too, of course.
Yeah, exactly. They all are. I mean, they ride up the Pyrenees. This is kind of a bummer. It's a lady cyclist that got kind of more of a bummer.
Yeah, and love rivalry, murder, it really ties into our next movie. There's just
if you are hearing this, by the time you hear this, it'll already have been recorded, but I put it out on Twitter where Jay Stu is joining us. I'm away next week, so Jay Stu is joining us. We're going to pre-record an episode for next week. We're discussing the, and I don't want to give away too many of the takes early, but we're discussing the 1987 Jilted Woman classic Adrian Lyne film, Fatal Attraction.
I hadn't seen it in a long time.
Me either. And I gotta be honest, I'm kind of into it. I'm only halfway through. Don't spoil it for me.
I'm not kind of into it. I was just straight up into it.
I'm into it.
I liked it, and I was thinking, like, this is gonna be like cartoonish. It's good. It's a good movie.
It is
like,
good. It is good.
There's a reason why people still kind of reference it every once in a while. You'll hear certain things talked about, and it's like, there's a reason why. It was a good movie with good actors.
We should look up too, because we're watching it last night, and my chick's like, you know, Michael Douglas is like 10 years younger than we are now making this movie. And I was like,
whoa.
So we should probably look that up when we record it tomorrow. And I'm so excited because I asked Jason to do it today, and he's like, oh, that sounds fun. So I can't wait till he watches it tonight and he gets that one joke.
He's already crafting it. It takes him six to eight hours to craft.
He's going to have that one joke that he can fucking wedge in there that it's going to be really exciting. So and I'll put this out to the audience, because now you got a week's notice. If you're hashtag team current, which a lot of you are, you got a week's notice. Put it out to your lady. Tell your lady friend, hey.
It's on HBO Max. I don't know if you mentioned that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max, but be like, hey, I know we love, let's this weekend, let's sit down and watch Fatal Attraction together. And then next week, we can listen to some guys talk about it on a podcast, and maybe get your lady into the Baller Lifestyle podcast. You can share it with her. Then you guys have something every week. I know a lot of people that are in relationships that rap about this show, and it's could add a little aspect of it to you guys. I get a lot of emails and tweets from the lady listeners that got into it via their boyfriend. And this is a good entry point, I would say, because it's, you know, the kind of movie that chicks like to watch.
Yeah, but RIP to the cyclist.
Oh, yeah.
Murdered by a love rival.
Very sad, yes.
Lolo Jones. She recently had an emotional Instagram post with lots of crazy statements about dating and finding love, and asked men to, quote, stop teasing me because I won't have premarital sex.
No one is doing that.
That's the only thing we hear about her now.
No the one only... is doing that.
She's nuts. She's nuts.
She's nuts.
She recently cut ties with a man she had recently been talking to for 8 months. Tonight, oof. I blocked the guy I was talking to for 8 months. My heart just couldn't take it anymore. So he probably was like, so are we going to hit it or what? Like what? Eight months. A lot of talk.
I remember I dated this chick. I dated this chick. It's like in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just don't. She's like, other than that, the guy I had a one night stand with right before I started hooking up with you. She's like, I don't have sex till I know I'm in love. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I got to wait like 6 weeks, and then she'd be like, yeah, well, and then there was also that one guy I met at, you know, that one guy I met at work, and he was like a temp, and I got drunk and had sex with him too. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's like, what? And we're still just doing over the pants stuff. I think I was like 19.
Man.
And I really had to put in the time. I mean, hey, look, Ed, between you and me, I got it. But I waited. I worked for it. And then, but also she was like, I make all the guys work for it. And then she would drop in conversation often how she didn't make guys work for it. It's not a problem. I've moved on. But this Lolo Jones, that's what she needs to do. She's like, I'm waiting for the guy. She's like, I'm waiting for Brian Beckner to come along and I'm going to make him wait. I'm making him wait 8 months. No. What you do is you just fuck a guy that you don't care about. And then it's the pressure's off. Then you've done right. it. And the next guy you can be in love with. Just get it out of the way. But she's not going to do that because she is a lesbian. She's a hurdler. She's a lesbian hurdler. And then she's from the South. That's not okay. Probably where she grew up.
I remember seeing a Real Sports. She had childhood trauma. Like, I think she was like living out of a motel with mom. And there were bad things happening with her childhood that I think that's why it all kind of makes sense that she's just a wreck. But
it's. Yeah.
She says, he gave me so many mixed signals. He would talk about marriage and kids, but then keep me in the friend zone. He kept her in the friend zone? I think he was like, what are we doing here?
What's the point? What's
like, I mean, we're either having sex or we're not.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's going to the physical level. And I also remember Lolo Jones's thing used to be like, she's a loser, you know, like, oh, everyone feels sorry for me. Like, technically I am the best. But
she hit the last hurdle, which he was going to medal, and she hit the last hurdle.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was far and away the favorite. And she's like, oh, yeah, I am the best. But I Zola butted myself on the last hurdle and everybody feels sorry for me because I'm a loser. But you can only get so far with that. And then she's like, well, now I do the bobsled like Herschel Walker. Also, like, there can't be much skill involved with the bobsled. Hold on. Other than the driver, obviously. The driver,
yeah. But I actually know a guy who went to my high school like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like somebody I have no connection to, but I saw like people, like a local thing talking about it. He played college football and now he was in the Olympics because he's like the pusher guy, you know, the guy at the back. You need
because he can squat 600 pounds.
Right. You need to be a powerful runner.
Yeah, like Herschel Walker. Like he didn't, you know, he didn't, I don't think he meddled, but he was a guy. So Lolo Jones, she's like, look at me, like, yeah, I'm a loser. Even though I was the best, remember, I was the best, but the best doesn't always win, and I was the best. And so then she's like, well, now actually I'm gonna do the bobsled. And it's like, okay, well, who cares about a bobsledder? Not very many people, you know? And but now her thing is, well, I'm on Dancing, you know, she does Dancing with the Stars, and now she's like, well, I'm a virgin. It's like, as much as I give, you know who I hate is Antonio Apollo Ono, because it's the you can't get away from him. It's like, oh, here, the Olympics are 2.5 years away, but here's Antonio Apollo Ono for Subway, and he's got the stupid do-rag on, and you know, he's like skating. Patch. Yeah. So, yes, I forgot about that.
The dyed soul patch. Yes. Didn't he like bleached his soul patch?
God, I wish you wouldn't have reminded me of that. But at least Antonio Apollo Ono is a fucking gold medalist, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He definitely won.
He's a champion. Like, I talk shit on him because he's irritating and we don't need that speed skaters in our life this much.
Those long skates.
Yes, more. They have the really long skates. More power to him. And we learned this year, Ed. So he wasn't the team one.
Yeah.
But we learned this year during the team one that they don't take turns being in the front anymore. They used to.
They just go for it. Yeah.
It's like a relay race. They just put the fastest person in front and they all just try to keep up with the fastest person the whole time. They don't. Now, Antonio Apollo Ono, he wasn't in the team, somebody different in front every time, but what he was in was the go slow for 9/10 of the race.
Yes. Yeah. And then it's a scramble and somebody usually gets knocked down.
Yes. Yes. Some Korean takes out a couple Chinese and then you got Antonio Apollo Ono from Seattle winning the race. Good for him. But when are they going to learn? So, like, they just now learned after fucking 100 years of team speed skating that it doesn't make any sense to take turns being in the front. So they just now learned that. Do you think that by the next Olympics, which I'm learning happen every 9 months now, it used to be Olympics were every 4 years. Now they're constant. You never get away from Olympics. Do you think that they're going to realize, hey, it doesn't really make sense to go slow for 9/10 of the race. What if I'm just the fastest and I just start fucking lapping these guys? And yeah, hey,
what if I build a 2-lap lead?
Yes. You're not coming back. Yeah, I'll be a little gassed at the end, but I'm fucking 3.5 laps ahead of you guys because you guys are doing the old school go slow technique. What if somebody breaks the mold and is like, actually, I'm going to go fast. It's like the forward pass, Ed. They never did the forward pass, and then they did the forward pass, and now that's all. They only do the forward pass.
True. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean,
the go fast race. Make me your coach.
Make me the skater. I'm not a super fast skater, but I can go faster than the people at the beginning of the race.
Do you know how to ice skate?
Yes, I do.
Shut up.
I do. I go.
Oh, that's
I,
impressive.
I go. I probably take my. I've taken my boys ice skating in the city probably like 10 times a year. Like,
wow, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. It's free if you have your own skates.
Wow. It's so hard. You must be, done it since childhood.
But
yeah?
I I skated a couple times as a kid, but it was taking my boys.
Yeah. You got
it. So I can go straight and turn and stuff, but I can't go backwards and like any like super. But I don't fall or anything. Like I'm all right.
That's impressive. I could never do that. That's something I could never learn.
But you know, hopefully Jones's prayers. Oh, here's back to Carlin. He said he prays to Joe Pesci because it comes through with the same frequency as praying to God.
Yeah, that's the one where he talks about how your the people that die before you and your family are looking down on you. He does that stupid face of his family. Yeah. Like they got nothing better to do in heaven than look down on you.
Like, and how come nobody says, hey, I bet grandma's looking up at us right now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We all have that family member. It's no Lolo Jones. No one is teasing her.
Jones says she's exhausted. Yeah. She's exhausted. She's prayed for years with many tears for God. Please do allow me to find my husband.
Okay. Yeah. Your husband is a woman. She's going to be one of these late in life lesbians, which is great, but like embrace
it. Do it for yourself and not involve us. No more. Yeah,
exactly. And don't make these guys wait. Cause I've been there, you know, I didn't go 8 months. I would have moved on, but it's, you know, I was probably in like the 6 weeks category with that one. Yeah. Unbelievable. Then we probably dated for like 9 months exclusively. Then she broke up with me and immediately fucked some guy that she worked with. And I was like, what? I didn't.
So you caught her. You caught her in like the 1 month where she had, or what, 1 6-week stretch where she just like held out.
I didn't ask to be the fucking fall in love guy. You know, like what the fuck? Like we're the, I didn't not say let's enough. Do that.
John Stockton. Really doing good work on his legacy. He wrote a letter of support for a Capitol rioter this past week.
Where that's still going on? Like, is he like being sentenced or something?
Yeah, there are people still dealing with sentencing because there were a whole lot of people that committed insurrection.
Did they get now? Did they get the guy that looked like you?
I think so. I think he went down like a year ago.
All right. So, and he was the podium guy. And
he was the podium guy. He was so pleased with himself. And then I think I saw him crying.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Now, the John Stockton guy, is he somebody we know? Is he one of, he's not the horns.
Now, well, think, the only ones I think we it's know. A the, woman. I think it's a woman in his Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Or wherever he lives. He lives.
Yeah. I think that's like where he lives. Yeah.
But. No support for those people. Those fucking bozos.
I mean, you know, like what? Hey, you took a stand, rioters, the Capitol insurrectionists. You took a stand. Also, nobody's getting 20 years here. Everybody's getting like 9 months. So just get your fucking sentence, you know, and don't do a crime again. You're fine.
Yeah, it's a good idea to just not commit crimes if you don't want to go to jail.
You can protest in this country without kicking in windows and shit.
They could have left it at that stupid rally with Trump before they marched.
Yeah.
Like, they had a whole rally where they were saying stop the steal, and then you just disperse.
And also, like, if John Stockton's writing letters for people, where the fuck was he that day? If you think the election's stolen, put your fucking big hands in your short shorts where your letter writing is and go stomp it up like that one swimmer.
They should say, you know what? As an NBA star, we're going to grant your request, but you're going to have to do the time for this woman that you want to spare.
Substitute time. That's pretty smart.
Nick Saban this past week, he was talking to, I think it was like a booster conversation or something, but he said that A&M bought all of their recruits to have the number one recruiting class. And then Jimbo Fisher responded in a press conference of his own by calling Saban a narcissist and said he thinks he's God.
This is great, by the way. I love this. I love Jimbo and Nick and Dabo. Hopefully Dabo goes down for whatever his brother was doing. That would be exciting. But this name, image, likeness thing is gonna bring the perennial champions back to the pack, because look, Nick Saban, he coaches Alabama, and they always get the good players when they're doing the under the table deals, right? But now that it's out front, there's schools with way more money than the Alabama boosters. You think the USC boosters can't outspend the Alabama boosters?
Jimbo is just doing a better job at what Saban did.
This is a new game.
But Alabama, pre-Saban, they went on, they're like Kentucky basketball. Every 20 years or so, they go on to some sort of probation because they were always doing this type of shit.
Gene Stallings was the coach.
Yeah, and so... Yeah, Saban benefits. He's an amazing coach. But
he's great, yeah.
But, like, this is the game. And now, really, what his issue should be or what these guys should be, because I think they're just going to eventually split off from the NCAA and just have, like, a football...
Their own league.
Yeah, like some sort of league.
Yeah.
They're going to have to, if they want to, like, have some sort of... guidelines to this is going to have to be like a salary cap type thing.
Yeah.
That's the only way, but it's not like Nick Saban, every player that played for him, everything was on the up and up.
Of course
not. It's just Jimbo is doing a better job with the Wild West that currently exists.
Yeah. How about you quit pretending that you're not a professional sport, because you are, you're a professional league. You're a billions of dollars entity that doesn't spend anything on its labor force. You have a free labor force. How about you guys all figure out how to even the playing field by beginning with paying your labor? You just pay your labor so you don't have to find the team with the most fucking oil magnets that'll pay them for you.
Yeah,
that's pretty easy.
My buddy, one of my buddies works with a bunch of A&M guys, like oil guys.
Craigslist threesome guy?
No. And he was saying, like, I think this was around the time they got Jimbo. And they signed him to a big deal. And it's like, yeah, these guys don't give a fuck. They'll just, if it doesn't work, they'll just spend it for the next guy. Like, they just will dump oil money. A&M is going to keep buying classes.
They got the 12th man. They got all the oil money. Somehow it's like a military school, but
yeah,
it isn't.
I think, like, is that just ROTC? Like, why is everyone in the crowd wearing uniforms?
Somebody will explain it. I don't know. It's like military adjacent, but not.
Right. But it's agriculture school.
It's confusing, but they got a lot of money. Like, what? Look, our buddy Drew in Houston, was telling us last week that somebody from his daughter's school flew all the kids to the Bahamas on a private jet. Right. Like, that guy's probably an A&M booster. He's got money. They can afford it. I'm looking at a picture of this Jimbo Fisher, and good job on getting his hair replaced.
There's nothing he can do about the eyes, though.
Oh, yeah, those eyes. And didn't we talk, wasn't his wife like fucking her tennis coach? Yes,
I believe
when
so.
When he was at Florida State? Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. That was around the time he decided to leave town.
Yeah, smart.
And he left the cupboard bare. It's crazy how Florida State is just dog shit now.
I know what happened. Yeah, they're in Tallahassee. Like, they're not going to be able to compete. Sure, they have some big money donors, but it's a different level. There's going to be tiers to this with the schools that have the most money.
But it's going to have to be, if the conferences want to like do something about it, it's going to have to be some sort of salary cap, because you can't just say, hey, wait a second. They're paying them, but not in the right way. Like, this isn't name, image. Like, this is just a salary. And it's like, okay, they're going to get paid. You can have a bullshit, hey, stand in front of the camera for a local car dealer commercial, but we're just paying you for, you know,
totally
to play.
Yeah, just pay them.
So it's gonna, the conferences are going to have to do something, but Nick Saban trying to call out somebody for doing something that he does, but just better than him. Totally. Season.
And it's one of those, it's like, who else has it? Bobby Knight and Coach K, you know, one is a disciple of the other. And then it ends up that the teacher ends up hating the student, which is a weird thing. Like, you taught him to be good, and now he's good because he learned from you. But now you hate his guts because he's too good.
Yeah. Or how about, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember Coach Cal ever talking shit, but like, yeah, Duke finally got into the one and done game, and they did it better than Kentucky once they started doing it. That's just sometimes how it happens.
Yeah.
Somebody does it better. And right now, recruiting wise, Jimbo's using those boosters.
It ebbs and flows, Ed. It ebbs and flows.
John Mara, the owner of the Giants, is not happy the Giants have a Monday night football game on Rosh Hashanah.
Hey, are they Jewish, the Maras?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because are they expecting bad turnout because of Rosh Hashanah? Look, they play sports on every fucking holiday.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, sell out. Yeah. Christmas, sells out.
You're fine.
Basketball, you know, they play on Easter, Christmas. Yeah. They play on every holiday. Like, so, you're in the business of being a billionaire. Don't complain about
it. Yeah, and especially the NFL. So this year, Christmas, I know, because from listening to the Travis Rogers show, where I get all my sports information. This year, I've learned that Christmas is on a Sunday. And so the NBA is pissed because Christmas is their like big triple header. You know, the season's been going a couple months, but they're like
a huge deal. The Christmas Day games are like Thanksgiving for football.
Yeah. And so now the NFL is also going to have a triple header. And, you know, what's everybody going to watch? Everybody's going to watch the NFL games because the NFL is king and the NBA is pissed about it. So John Mara, is he Rooney?
Yes.
And Kate Mara's dad?
Related for sure, but I don't think it's the dad. I don't know.
So the Rooney Mara, that's because one of the Rooneys married one of the Maras.
Yeah, it's our billionaires just all like couple up. It's like it's inbreeding of billionaires.
That's kind of bullshit though when they give you like your mom's maiden name for your first name.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, how much do you love yourself that you just got to have, like, my name's got to be all of your names? How about you just give me my own name?
Yeah. I mean, it would be a little confusing, but I would have been okay if we just gave my kids completely different names. Just move on.
Yeah. Let them find their own way. Yeah, totally. My daughter's name is Ryan and my name is Brian. And that's pretty irritating because, like, I didn't want rhyming name. I didn't want a rhyming name with my child. And now the name fits her and it's a nice name, but it's anytime somebody calls one of us, the other one thinks
confusing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the time. You know, we called her on the show that one time and she used to bitch about her name. We should have her back on here pretty soon. She used to bitch about her name, but I think she kind of likes it now because she has a boy name.
Yeah. It's a cool name. And it's not like super weird. Like, you know, like sometimes you hear a name and you're like, yeah, that's a stretch.
No,
it's not. Yeah. No, it's not stretch.
You're working too hard. It's like when the Minnesota junior hockey names come out every year, a bunch of like Braxtons and Brextons and just names you haven't thought of.
It goes too far. Back to Rosh Hashanah. Like,
yeah,
great nobody holiday. Knows. Nobody knows. It's not like it's a Thanksgiving, the fourth Thursday of November. It's one of these, like, based on an old calendar. That's why, like, Hanukkah sometimes is around Thanksgiving and sometimes it's around New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Get out of here with that. Same with Easter. Easter's all over the place.
Jesus, my Lord and Savior. He was supposedly, his real birthday was in like July or something, but they put his birthday around the winter solstice, which is when they had everybody's birthday. You know, it's just a bunch of bullshit.
You can read all about it in chapter one of my book.
Oh, that's right.
The Christmas book. Exactly. Yeah. The Catholic Church started talking about Christmas in like the year 338 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, right.
Like they didn't
fuck out of here.
There was a mention of Jesus being born, but it was not like there was nothing. There's nobody celebrating, and they're like, "Hey, all the pagans are having a lot of fun, and we should just glom onto that, and then we'll just take it over because we're doing the Crusades and killing people."
Yeah, we're no fun other than when we stab people with our big swords.
Yeah. Trevor Bauer tweeted about Matt Harvey's light 60-game suspension for distributing drugs in the clubhouse. Harvey was dealing drugs to the guy who died, but didn't deal the lethal dose.
Tyler.
Skaggs?
Skaggs. Thank you. Yeah. This Matt Harvey is a junkie.
Yes. And it all makes sense because he was like the golden boy pitcher. And by the time he got to the Orioles like last year, he was the worst pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, he was. And when he was the best, when he was a Cy Young candidate with the Mets, he would like not show up to games when he was starting. He would like sleep through it because now we're learning, you know, because he had a drug and alcohol problem. Look, Trevor Bauer is a real piece of shit. But that doesn't mean you get to pull down other guys like. His Matt Harvey's suspension is he negotiated that, you know, he got 60 games. Here's the thing. There's rules. There's an agreement between the players and the owners in Major League Baseball about what happens when you get caught taking drugs
with specific drug rules.
Right. Yeah.
When you're a Major League tuning up guy.
That's right. When you're
alter.
When you're credibly accused of punching a woman in her vagina, look, not a word I like using. We need a better word for it. I mean, I have a better one, but it's a little uncomfortable here. So I don't know another. I need a middle of the road word that's not the P word.
Not super cutesy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Those yeah. Like you're a little kitty cat. No, I don't like that either. Yeah. But vagina, look, I get that that's the clinical term. I don't like it. I don't like the clinical term for most things, but that's what he was doing. He punched her in that thing, and he claims it was rough sex. Whatever. They must have some credible information that they're going to suspend him for almost 3 years.
Because
he
was one of the best pitchers in the league, and for the league to say, we really want nothing to do with this guy for 3 years in his prime means that there's something there.
He hates women. And you could tell by the way he talks that he hates women. So I would very much like to hear what Mrs. Bauer's like. Like what? How was this kid raised to be someone that hates women so much? Like what happened to him?
This is like a throw mama from the train kind of
could
mom.
Be. Could be.
Ellen.
You know what he should do is he should join that team. He should be the new Stilt guy. Ed, because he can't play in the major leagues, but he could probably play in other leagues. Play
the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, he could go down to the Savannah Bananas, and he could play like sleeveless. Look, the guy fucking can deal. Like he's a good pitcher.
He's great.
He could use a guy like that. Or like I don't think the Ham Fighters would take him because that's right. That's the second best league. The best league is the major leagues. So the second best league is the Japanese league. I don't think the Ham Fighters are going to take him, or even the
Yomiuri Giants.
The Giants, that's right. Or what's the or the Oryx Blue Wave. I don't think the Oryx Blue Wave will take him either. But if the Yakult Swallows maybe want to take a shot, or the Nippon Ham Fighters.
He seems like he could be a Yakult Swallow kind of guy.
Totally, yeah, I could see that. Or he's probably more like Puig is now in the Korean Baseball League.
Oh, yeah.
He's throwing guys out from the warning track, which is kind of good. I think Bauer could go there, but really he seems like more of a Savannah Bananas guy, where he gets out there with the stilts, sleeveless, you know, that everyone brings a Bud Light out to their position, whatever, whatever they do down there. You know, they probably can't afford his quote, but they'll do the best they can. He'll be a big draw. Yeah.
But right now he's commanding $0. So
yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Anything's more than nothing. It's a good point. And he can rehab his image.
A Russian gymnast wore a Pro War Z sign on the podium a couple months ago. And he just got a 2-year ban.
Wait, a pro?
So to be pro invasion of Ukraine, if you're in Russia, they paint like Z's on their cars and shit like that.
And he
flashed the Z on the podium, thinking it was pretty cute. And the global community is like, yeah, we're not down with the pro Putin shit.
The Wimbledon, they're not even letting the Russian players play unless they specifically denounce Russia and Putin. I mean,
it's crazy. You have family. Like I can't blame anyone for who's fearing the health and safety of their family. Like,
yeah.
One of the Rangers' better players, Panarin, he said something against Putin. And then right after that, he got accused of like a rape, and it was fishy. Like it was fishy that this charge came out of nowhere. And they're like, yeah, this is what happens with people who fuck with Putin. And then they were like squeezing his family, you know, relatives and stuff. And it's like, and so the Rangers are like, yeah, you better just take a week off and get your affairs in order. But like, you can't talk bad about him. And so. You don't have to go full Ovechkin, who's like a fucking lapdog for Putin.
Yeah,
but I can't blame somebody for not denouncing him. But you know, that guy flashing the Z was going a little overboard, and it's like, hey, gymnast, calm down. Yeah.
Just how about like it's
read the room.
Just interesting because half the time they're like shut up and dribble when an athlete wants to make a political statement, or it's Kaepernick, and they're like get the fuck out of here. When you know time and place. You need to do your protesting when it's comfortable for me. But then there's also a thing where they're like, hey, number two player in the world, I'm going to guess at his name, Dmitry Medvedev or something. And they're like,
a guy from like 30 years ago.
Well, it's close to that. It's close to the guy from 30 years ago's name. And they're like, you can't come play in this tournament unless you take a stand. Like, which is like, how about not everything has to be political. Like, just let him play his fucking game because he doesn't want his family to get poisoned.
Yeah. And they will fuck with like, if you just only have a cousin left in the country, like, yeah, you can get that guy murdered.
And
like,
they'll get you here.
If the guy wants to flash a Z at Wimbledon, sure, kick him out. Like, you don't need a guy who's pro invasion, but if they just want to just play tennis, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up and dribble. Here we go.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's been well in Armenia.
I wouldn't mind. Hey, where's... What happened to our buddy Ish? I'd like some answers. You know, Ish got bullied a lot.
Not by us. As a,
not by us. We're, hey, Ish, he's a good guy, fan of us. He would call in and we'd be on like episode 170 and he would call in with opinions about episode 120.
Remember that time in episode 122 where he said this and it's like, what? Yeah. That was a year ago?
That's a good story.
Those are great.
And he would quote us. He was very horny. The listeners were mean to them. Specifically, I think my dear friend Dolomite was very mean to him. I think also guitar player Chris was very mean to him. There were others.
But there was a whole backstory that I didn't know about. Like, because
of course not.
He was a fixture
on the Travis Rogers show.
Showed up to his studio. Early in our that's a bold move.
A little scary.
But I remember when our show first started, there was already a lot of hate going on for him and I just was learning about him I also knew people hated him. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, poor Ish. Good guy. Well, so if anybody knows Ish, tell him to reach out. Tell him to have a listen. Lob us a phone call or email or whatever. Like to hear from old Ish. Okay. Here's a voicemail.
Ballers, hey, it's Banana 6 here, long time calling in here. I saw something yesterday and I almost vomited in the middle of a grocery store. Some
bowling correspondent, Ben 906.
Does he live in the Upper Peninsula?
No, he lives in Ohio, but he's from the UP.
From the Upper. Yeah,
that's right.
And I just needed to call you guys and let you know about it. So I was remiss if Brian had brought up recently about a particular friend of the show walking around and eating Buttig from the pack as he ran.
That's Travis Rogers. Ed, do they have Arby's on the East Coast?
Yes, we have the meat.
Yeah, that's Ving Rhames. So Arby's. Travis Rogers was talking on his show how their Arby's is doing something disgusting, like some promotion. And he's like, I've never had Arby's. And I'm like, well, you should just have it because Arby's is just that disgusting Buttig meat that you eat in the grocery store. And what they do is they put it in the microwave for 30 seconds and then they put it on some bread and give it to you. So just have that.
I think I only see it. There's a rest stop somewhere between here and DC. Oh. And I think it's one of those like rest stops. Like you can have Burger King or Arby's.
Disgusting.
I'm sure I've had it in my life, but it would probably be a quarter century ago.
Oh yeah, same. Well, if it's at a rest stop, you know, because they're famous for their
fresh food.
Their horsey sauce. And it's like if you got it at a rest stop, you know, it'd be a little concerning. The horsey sauce. Anytime people want to be like, we live in the greatest country in the world. This is fucking the USA. And we bomb shit and we're the best. And every other country wants to be us. I would say just go pick anywhere in the country. You find the fucking best rest stop in the United States. Go find it. And then go to Europe and find the shittiest rest stop. And it's fucking 1,000 times better than a U.S. rest stop.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Everything's better.
There's no such thing as a good rest stop in America.
No, they're disgusting. disgusting.
They're gross. They're gross. Yes. And it's like, when you go into those restrooms and you see some poor guy
actively working
and yet everything seems to be covered in piss.
People piss on, and it's my understanding that the ladies room is just as disgusting.
Well, it was in the bar that I used to work at, like cleaning the ladies room. I was thinking, well, that's got to be better than the men's, and it was like no.
Well, because they hover.
Yeah, they like to hover and they spray. Hover, and also when you work in a college bar,
yeah,
they vomit with more regularity.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true. That's a good point.
Okay, Ben.
Pounds the store and Travis Rogers is disgusting.
Yeah, he is.
Creature for that behavior, but I saw somebody yesterday, and I did a double take. I just couldn't even believe he was doing it. But he was eating out of a cellophane package. Imitation crab.
Whoa.
As if they were like meat sticks. Brian, I know you're well known for your meat stick reviews on Instagram, on your Insta stories. But would you ever consider just popping in an imitation crab stick?
Wow. Wow.
That sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, I used to work at like a sushi like takeout place, and I remember, you know, the imitation crab would come like in the like pressed, you know, like that they would roll up in the California rolls or whatever. That so I know exactly what it looks like when it comes out, and you know, it's not for me. It's kind of an aggressive. It's aggressive to even purchase that. Although somebody that lives in my house will point out often when I have a hankering for a little snack, I'll reach into the cupboard and I will pull out a tin of smoked oysters, and I'll just open that tin and I'll just take a fork and I'll just it's pure protein. I just fucking eat those oysters right out of the tin, and my beautiful lady just stares in awe. Me in the kitchen, we're eating oysters or sardines, and she's just like, I've never known anybody to eat like that. Now, I would say they're very good. I wouldn't do that in the store.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't crack. Plus they kind of overflows. Like you open the tin and the oil kind of spills out a little bit. So where would that go? So I probably wouldn't do it in the store. But I do, you know, that is something I eat. I don't eat anything in the store. Like,
you eat sardines out of a can? Like, you just sit there and will eat?
Well, no, usually I put them on a salad or.
Are you like the Clopex and the Burbs? Who does that?
You know what I'll do is I'll put them on like a cracker or something.
Yeah, that's what the Clopex served the neighbors. Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious. Not so good. That's fantastic. That's so good.
I'm feeling ill thinking about it.
It's good on a salad. That reminds me, I got to bring a couple tins tomorrow, because you know what I'll do? This is a life hack. You go to Whole Foods and you make your salad, and you don't take any of their bullshit protein. You make the salad, you get all the stuff that you want in the salad, and then you have your own tin, or you go just buy it while you're there. You get a tin of sardines. You put it right there on the top of that salad. Smash it in there with all your fucking salad fixings. So good for you. So healthy. So delicious. Life hack. Here's another one. It's a 310 number. I recognize this number. No transcription available. So let's see maybe we do the thing where we jump. Give me a number between 0 and 3 minutes, Ed.
Let's go 123.
Okay. Dude, I clicked. It landed on 121. Here we go.
Phone, even though you're supposed to be driving. I get that.
Oh, my God. He's got another traffic issue.
Oh. What are the odds?
This is a texting and driving situation, it sounds like. Let's hear it.
Personal problem for you. But if horns start blaring because your dumbass didn't realize that the light has turned green.
Oh.
Fucking go.
I did notice the other day, Ed, that when the light changes, nobody goes right away anymore.
No.
Because everybody's checking their phone.
It is something that I see all the time. Yeah. And I notice if I'm like running late. For something like we were cutting it close with my son's game.
Yeah.
And I remember being behind somebody. I was like, fuck face, get off your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you do the you know, you gotta have a sensitive beep hand, horn hand, where you just give him a little.
Yeah.
You just give him a little, you don't lay on it.
Yeah, you don't blare it.
Hey, I know you're on your phone. Go ahead and go.
Okay, let's see if he's got anything to add.
Don't sit there, because these double douchebags, I don't know if they were twins or what, because they were perfectly in sync. Neither one of them moved for like another second after the people started blaring their horns.
A second.
It's like, hey, asswipe.
Oh.
We're not the ones who are in the wrong here.
Yeah.
We're at a traffic signal. We're trying to move on.
That's right.
We're trying to go.
That's right.
Your dumbass is the one who stuck.
Maybe we don't
looking at your phone.
Maybe we don't have to be in such a hurry all the time.
How about you fucking go?
Manuel?
You know, to me, bro. Like, we could... We could make, you know, those like refrigerator magnets. It's kind of his subjects. We could probably use that, like different traffic magnets, and you can just kind of piece together what he's going to say.
Like the poetry, the poetry ones. So it's like you get one magnet that says like BMWs, mini bikes,
right? Tesla,
SpaceX,
billboards.
Oh yeah, billboards.
Traffic
or
local news,
local news, sportscasters.
Like if there was a Orange County, like magnet set, like a refrigerator magnet.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that, Manuel. Here's another one. I believe Manuel is up for Travis Rogers' radio station is having like some awards ceremony. I believe Manuel is up for caller of the year. And if the criteria is pure
frequency
volume, both audio volume and number of calls, I don't see how anyone else could ever win.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck to him. Here's another one.
What's up, ballers? I'm listening to the latest episode and something came up about shared emails.
Oh yeah.
Like a shared email address.
How did that come to how? What were we discussing? That came upon that.
It does exist. Yeah, we were. Yeah, it was something else. To do with couples, and then I think that I mentioned.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there because I don't remember either. But it's look, guys, like let's either have a Facebook and just have it be yours. And then just give your wife the letter. She knows your passwords anyway.
You either have a trusting relationship or you've got a failing relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Like just have her, you know, let her know what you're up to. They keep everything on the up and up. But the shared thing, like the shared email address, like
it doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah. Like Bob and Tessie Robinson at and it's all, you know what? And that email address, it's never a Gmail. It's always like the one that comes with your internet service. So it's always like, Dave and Sharon Landis at spectrum.com or, you know, it's like, if you just had Gmail, if you got different internet, you'd need to get a different email. So like, just get the Gmail one. Okay. This is what he's talking about.
I'll tell you this. I run my own business, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is. And one of my clients, if I call them, he'll answer the phone like, "Hey, it's Steve, and I've got Sarah with me," like all the time, every time. It's like they're at each other's side.
Well,
and share phone calls even.
No,
definitely. Sociopathic behavior.
He's putting it on speaker. He doesn't want you to say shit.
Yeah. Because he doesn't. Hold on. Let me let him finish here.
Love the show.
Love you too.
Keep it up, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Also, no update on my shadow family.
He doesn't sign off. That's the shadow family guy. He's the best. Because he doesn't want you to be like, and this has happened to people I know. He doesn't want to be like, hello, and have you be like, Oh my God, I can't believe you had your fingers inside the stripper last night. That was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you never do that. Like, unbelievable. Have you gotten checked out? Did you get the shot? He wants to advise that he's, you know, with his betrothed, so he doesn't get in trouble for that.
That's somebody who's got things he's trying to hide.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Anybody that does that, they don't want you to say something. I had one buddy. This is back when people used to call each other at their offices. I had one buddy, and he would always pick up on speaker. And so he'd be like, hey, this is, you know, so I won't say his name. And then another buddy of mine would be like, dude, take me off speaker. And it was like every time he picked up, he'd be on speaker and you'd have to be like, dude, take me off speaker. So my other buddy, every time he called him, when he would answer, he would just start going, motherfucker, 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 until he just picked up the phone. Because, you know, he's like, if you're going to put me on speaker, I'm just going to yell cocksucker, motherfucker at you a whole bunch of times.
That's pretty good.
It's kind of the opposite. Here we go.
Hey, guys. First time caller here. Many, many years listener. But I had to call in and weigh in on the new song for Sparks.
Oh, because it's so good. Because you love it so much. Now, do you think this is the guy? Do you think, you know, this is like...
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, like when you juice your book reviews on Amazon, you go, you know, it's like, hey...
You know, I tried it and they flagged it. Yeah, I tried to review and they're like, yeah, no, that was...
But you could get somebody else to do it. But like, look, this guy's... I don't know this. This guy's, first time, long time. I'm definitely not the guy that records those songs, but man, they are so fucking good. I love them. Keep them coming. You're a real talent. Interesting. Okay, let's see what he says.
I heard that shit today, and
so good. Loves it.
I can't do it, you guys. I can't do it. I'm going to drive my semi into traffic. I've already got to listen to the R.I.P. song.
It's great.
Twice.
It's so good.
And we usually talk over the second time.
That guy's vocals are the anonymous caller.
Yeah.
I can't do it, you guys.
What?
I just can't do it.
Stop.
Please, for the love of fucking everything holy, do not start using that as your sports song.
But then submit a song, buddy.
I mean, balls, golf balls, basketball, T-balls. I don't give a fuck. Do anything else, but please do not use that as your sports song. Guys, huge fan. Listen for many years. I've emailed. I've done all the shit, but first time I'm calling in.
Yeah.
This is Jerry from Oregon. From Corvallis, Oregon.
Shut up.
Corvallis, Oregon State.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Use that.
Go Beavs. I fucking
Gary Payton.
There's so many things I like about Jerry. One.
I do. I like the name Jerry.
Great name, Jerry. He's fucking opinionated. He comes in with high energy. You know, his takes are a little suspect on this new sports song, but we'll take it under advisement. Also, he's a fucking trucker, salt of the goddamn earth. So he's, you know, that's the people that really listen. They need shit to listen to. He's listening to our pod, driving his truck.
We can't be responsible for him driving off the road because it's the song.
It's true. Look, it's... While I love the RIP guy and I like the RIP song, and I think and Jerry, no offense, you're a fan, you're a good dude. You're dead wrong about the RIP song. It's great. Should play more times.
But I agree. Yeah. We can't play it with the RIP coming right after it.
Oh.
Like starting sports and then have an RIP right after.
Yeah. I agree. It's back to back. I like to break them up. And that's why we have so many different contributors, and they all have different talents, including the RIP guy. So it's nice to get like different sounding things to kind of break it up, and it kind of wakes up the audience.
We tested it out today, but
don't worry, Jerry.
I don't foresee it in doing too much.
Yeah, and while My Name Is Brian is not a sports themed song, It is a song that calls me gay five different ways, and it's a beautiful song.
It is so well done, right?
That's right, to Bill, who has a beautiful singing voice, and it's lyrically, it's perfect. Like, it's really great. So nothing's ever going to be better than that, but there could be something that like fits the moment better. So we'll take it under advisement. Jerry, appreciate everyone that called in. Great calls this week. Thank you to everybody that called.
Poor guy put in his plea after he's already had to hear it.
I know. Oh, yeah. We already played it. It's funny that he talked about what we talked about too, which is great. Okay, quick email. Lala loves to do this. You flutter into your hot yoga studio in your sleepy little beach town when across the way you spy the formerly rotund singer Adele as you slick back your graying locks. They're very gray. As my hair gets longer, it's so I look like Polly Walnuts, Ed.
I'm very walnuts because my sides of my head, the temple area, is all gray.
Yeah, same. I'm completely gray on the sides. Oh, you got that thick, like tight cropped hair, Ed. So you're probably looking like J. Jonah Jameson these days.
Probably a little bit
yeah.
of that.
Yeah. As you slick back your graying locks, who else do you happen to see but the previously portly Aussie Rebel Wilson? Throwing your disdain for the accent out the window. I'm not mad at the accent. Which formerly plump damsel are you scooping? I gotta tap out. I'm just not, and it's not their body shape. I'm just not, neither of these chicks are on my radar. I guess Adele, she's more talented.
Well, so I.
Is she in the Illuminati?
I like Adele, like in the sense that I don't own her music, but like I find her pleasant.
Yeah.
And I think she was attractive. I think she's pretty good looking. Even when she was heavier, I think she had a pretty face. I'm so annoyed by Rebel Wilson's comedy, like very annoyed by it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when it's trying to be in your face,
one note.
Like, it's very one note. And so I find her as a performer to be a little bit just not my thing. So,
yeah, you're an Adele guy. Adele, God love her. She took a lot of shit from the body positive community losing weight.
She lost a bunch of weight and people were like, you've abandoned us. And it's like, she got to help you.
Or like she was pressured, like, oh, she succumbed to the pressure. Well, you know. Maybe she feels better.
Yeah.
Like how about we be body positive about her no matter what her body looks like? Like, happy for her that she lost some weight. I do remember that Rebel Wilson, and this is really unfair, Rebel Wilson was playing it fast and loose. I think she was like trying to say she was in her early 30s.
Oh, no.
A few years ago. And somebody came out with a yearbook or something.
She pulled an El Duque?
Yeah, which apparently they had back then. Hold on. Let's
look that up. Levon Hernandez.
Yeah. Well, at least with those guys, they can pretend. Like, come on. How about Albert Pujols?
Oh, wait, yeah.
He's claiming he's like 41, Ed.
Nah, he's 50.
Come on. He's 50. Yeah. He's 50 years old. Like, okay, hold on. Rebel Wilson age controversy. Fuck yeah. Now, Rebel Wilson is, I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else other than one of my all-time favorite movies, Pitch Perfect, where she is one of the singers in one of those a cappella groups, and she's fantastic. What Rebel Wilson, see, this is fucked. Rebel Wilson lies to journalists about age and real name. Well, no one thought her name was Rebel.
Do people think she was really Rebel?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, everyone has a stage name.
Yeah, who cares?
How about when we at one time we were talking about Kirk Douglas and he's like a Russian Jew and his name is like unpronounceable, his real name.
Well, but back then
you had to.
Absolutely had to change your name.
Yeah. A journalist at the Center trial. Huh? Oh, there was a trial. Oh, because she sued. 2014. I just want to get the ages. I know she's in her 40s. You know, early 40s, whatever. Like, it's hard being a chick. You kind of got to lie about your age in that business.
I don't have a problem with people lying about their age. Like,
You know who'll never tell you her age is the redhead with the big implants, the kind of square jaw, Molly's Game.
Oh.
Jessica Chastain. And she's like up front. She's like, I'm not going to ever confirm my age because I'm trying to get jobs. She's like, if somebody thinks I'm one age, and that means I can get a job more easily, then I'm going to do that because it's hard to get jobs. Yeah, she's a good actress.
Pretty attractive.
Okay, let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment, on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
See, you play something like that by a professional musician. Eli Braden.
Eli Braden brings the heat.
Yeah, he can sing, he can play, he does it all. And then we follow it up by its non-professional, pretty sure, musician.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
So,
yeah.
We lost five this week in the non-sports world. Varying degrees of fame. But this first one, you'll know his work. R.I.P. Yeah. Colin Cantwell. He was the designer of the Star Wars spacecrafts.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And the Death Star. That's so he made the X-Wing fighter and like some of the TIE fighters. Yeah, TIE fighters and the Death Star. Like that dude, like everybody knows his work.
Pretty badass. And the
90 years old.
The Star Destroyers were pretty cool. You know, it was super cool is when, well, this is being a kid, what everything was cool because, you know, you got the first movie and it's like mostly in space shit. There is a little, they're on the desert planet, whatever, what planet is
Tatooine. Luke from?
Tatooine. So they got his speeder out there and everything floats. Like
the hovering thing? Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's badass. And then mostly in space. And then Empire Strikes Back fires up and that shit's in the fucking snow. And you're like, holy shit.
Oh yeah, with those big walkers. Those are pretty cool too.
Yep, the AT-ATs, like there's all, and you know, it's like every movie. And then look, you get to Return of the Jedi and that's in the fucking forest with the teddy bears.
The speeders things, those are cool too.
Those are pretty badass too. They got the badass speeders. Sure, the plot is exactly the same as the first movie. There's a fucking we're doing a second Death Star? Like what?
We're just going to keep building this.
It didn't work, the Death Star. Yeah.
But Colin Cantwell did good work.
And it's cool because they didn't have computers back then. So they would make models. Yeah.
It's cool looking at that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool to watch how they do it, you know, where they're like the models are hanging off strings or they, you know, they shoot them up close with the camera. I mean, that's real filmmaking back then.
Yeah. R.I.P. John Aylward, veteran ER character actor, 75 years old, and you would just recognize him and shit, and he looked 75 his whole life.
Oh, I know this guy.
You know, like you've known him. Yeah. I never watched ER, but I've seen this dude.
Yeah.
I watched maybe like 10 episodes of ER in my life.
I've seen ER, that Juliana Margulies, beautiful skin.
Yeah.
John, what else was it? Oh, Armageddon. Movie we reviewed on this show, like maybe the worst.
Bags under his eyes. Yeah. You've seen this dude.
Absolutely.
But, 75. Oh, he was 75.
He's on Yellowstone, or was on Yellowstone, a show that everyone, everyone except me watches. I don't think I have. I think it's on Paramount.
It's and Peacock, it's like, I think.
Oh, Peacock. That's even worse.
I have every single thing.
Yeah, there's too many. And I'm paying for shit. Like we double up in this house. We got two Netflixes,
Hulus. The belt and suspenders. You got both.
It's too much. I got to figure it out. R.I.P. this guy who you absolutely know if you look at. Oh, he's on Mad Men. He's on everything.
Yes. Yeah. That's probably what I know him from most. R.I.P. Rosemarie Trapp. She was the original Von Trapp singer. She was one of the the movie was based on. She was 93.
Oh, right. Yeah. The Sound of Music. Oof.
I definitely had to watch that with my sister.
That's a tough one. And those songs, oh.
But I got to tell you, the bedroom eyes on Christopher Plummer.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he died recently.
He did?
I think so.
Because they just replaced him in that J. Paul Getty movie a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think that was one of his final big moments. But he was a great actor. Beautiful.
And Julie Andrews.
Yeah. I mean, guy that good looking isn't going to run off with a nun. He's gonna run off with a woman who's going to not pull a Lolo on him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's like, shit's going good for him. You know, he's a widower, right?
Yeah, I think that's the deal. But then he's with some woman and then, but maybe she was a Nazi sympathist.
Oh yeah.
Maybe. I can't remember, but yeah.
And look, you got to get in where you fit in.
And then the nun steals him away. R.I.P. Vangelis, the Chariots of Fire composer, 79 years old. That song was used in so many things.
Oh yeah.
None better than the, I think, three-legged race in Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or the potato sack race in Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
Keaton. Where
he gets real competitive.
Had to sandbag it against Martin Mull, the great Martin Mull.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He like fake falls down so his wife can win. Terry Garr can win. Yeah. Yeah. And,
Movie. Martin,
it's so good. It really holds up too. I watched it not that long ago and it still is very funny. It's so
what's
good.
What's that? 220? He's doing the
221?
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Honey, if you need to get a hold of me, I'll be at the gym or the gun club. Classic. Yeah.
And also Clark and Rusty Griswold running through the parking lot to Wally World to only to find out it's closed.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's hard to, and you're coming up with good examples. It's hard to explain to somebody that's not from our generation how ubiquitous that it was in everything. You couldn't get away from it. It's like the Jaws music. Like it's just completely synonymous with competition.
Yep. Yeah. Slow motion running. That's what you were thinking. Totally. And finally, very sad, RIP Marnie Schulenberg. She was a soap opera actress, 37 years old, breast cancer.
That's terrible. Awful. Very sad. Very sad. There's still soap operas?
Oh yeah.
Are they online?
There's someone in this household that still watches one.
Shut up. General Hospital.
General Hospital. Yeah. In the days of the DVR, she's watched it since college. She just...
Can you find out for me before next episode?
Yeah.
A couple things. Who has amnesia right now?
They'll do some of that stuff. So I will, it's on. Like, this is what to watch. Yeah,
no judgment.
But what they will do is they'll still sprinkle in some people that you know from when you were a kid.
Yeah.
They'll give them like two episodes every 6 months. Like Luke and Laura.
Alan Quartermain. Yep.
Some of the Quartermains are still around. Yep. I think Alan might have hit it. He might have kicked the bucket. But, but
Luke and Laura are still chilling?
But they'll like throw on Luke or Laura for like two episodes and then have them disappear for another 60 months.
Really? Like they were, that's crazy. Cause they were popular in the early 80s.
Right. Now but they're like 70 now.
Yeah. Let's be honest about Luke and Laura. Luke, Anthony Geary.
Tough hair.
This dude, you talk about outkick the coverage. You talk about being over your skis. Here's the thing about
Art Garfunkel hair.
Yeah, he's not a handsome man. And here's the thing about soap operas. And this might be the best kept secret or the worst kept secret. Pretty much every chick on a soap opera, female actress, is super hot. There's just like tons of super hot chicks. Like, I don't know why, because it's mostly women that watch them, but they just get the up and coming and the producers, whoever's casting these things, they're like, oh, just, it doesn't matter if she can act, just get the hottest girl to play this part. And this Jeannie Francis, she's pretty attractive. Wait, that's Laura. She's way too hot to ever in any platform be hooked up with this Anthony Geary. You know who else I'm recalling now?
Who?
Was very attractive, was the one that was married to Jack Wagner, I believe, in real life.
Felicia. Yeah.
Felicia.
Yes.
Yes.
She's still on the show, but she's.
Shut up.
But she looks good for whatever, 60.
Holy fucking shit.
But she is one of those people that I think they give her a story arc and then, like, you know,
she's not there.
6 months later, she'll come back. But yeah, I think I saw her like last week when Michelle was watching.
Felicia's still on there? I don't think
they're married anymore.
No, they're definitely not.
Remember, Jack Wagner had that All I Need, right?
I was just trying to think of the song. I started typing in. So good. Oh, no, you're good. I started typing in She's Like the Wind, and I'm like, oh, that's the Patrick Swayze one. All I Need. Oh, here we go. All I Need, huge banger for Jack Wagner back in the 1980s. And this came off of General Hospital. Or wait, no, it was One Life to Live, right?
No, General.
Yo, General, yeah.
David Cassidy.
Yeah, he's going for that. He's got the mullet.
Remember, also General Hospital was Rick Springfield.
Oh, yeah. Blackie? Oh, no, that's John Stamos. Yes. He was also on there.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, we just need the
here we go.
Chorus.
It's just a little more time to be sure what I feel. Is it moving my mind?
Oh my God, Ed, I just realized.
What? Yes, I know. We had a song that's not used anymore. We don't have a reason for that song anymore.
How dumb am I? I only
thought
Korean Hulk fight.
Yeah, it had something to do with Tekashi 69. Yeah, I think that was a Rights of Bill song.
It was.
When he was singing it, I started thinking Tekashi 69. Why do I know that? Yeah.
It is. Here, let's. Here's that. That's the Jack Wagner version. Here's the original. Much better. He's a much better singer.
He's a great singer.
It's Takashi 69. Juggalos and the beat. It's Korean Hulk fight.
Luckily, he doesn't say the part I don't like. Oh God! I was trying to turn it down, and he snuck it in there. Yeah, All I Need. I forgot that was one of our songs. Jack Wagner and Rights of Bill. Unbelievable. Well, RIP to this poor woman that died of breast cancer.
A horrifying story just came out. The Ringling Brothers is back. They're returning after a 5-year hiatus, but without the animals.
So it's a 99% clowns.
So it's just more clowns? I mean, my worst nightmare now. Lots of stilts and clowns.
We just got to be done with circuses. Like, circuses are like for Russia. Like, we're not doing circuses in the fucking civilized world anymore.
Yeah. It is something that you would expect, like Russians putting bears on tricycles and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. To train, I remember old Gunther Gable Williams, the lion tamer.
Yeah.
It's how much of a bummer is it that you knew who somebody in the Ringling Brothers circus was.
It's my great shame.
It's awful. And the reason they could get those animals, and the same goes for fucking Siegfried, RIP, and of course, Roy.
Monocor. Yeah. RIP Monocor.
Roy, also RIP, but also much worse last third of his life than old Siegfried. The way they get those animals to do what they want is they fucking beat them with a stick.
They beat the joy out of these animals.
Yeah. They beat the world living shit out of them.
Status elephants wearing tiaras and shit.
Yeah.
It was awful.
The elephants, they whack with like a, because they got thick ass skin, so you can't really beat an elephant, but they whack it with like a spike on its legs or its feet. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Not just my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.